It is 5 minutes into the 9 o'clock hour now. It is Friday morning, 75 degrees, and you know.
Should I sing the song?
Would you like to?
I don't know the song.
Freedom. Keep walking, get on your toes, never stop talking.
Now get ready for the new Dave Weinbaum show and all those fans.
More Dave.
All right, here we are in the Dave Weinbaum show. Thank you for listening to the opening song. I appreciate that. I guess we're a little late on the technology again this week, but we'll fix it, right, Steve?
I hope so. I'm not sure what happened there.
And you know what? I got a caller. I don't know if this is the gentleman I was waiting for, but I did advertise that I was going to have Congressman Rodney Davis on the show
from the great state of Illinois,
and I mentioned 10 after. Would be good after mm-hmm. this so-called song.
This is not my fault.
And other bits. I'm not. Did I blame you?
Okay.
Did I blame you, Mr. Engineer?
No, you did not.
I did not. All right.
Did not.
All
thank
right.
you.
I did not blame you. We ad-libbed it. I like things for that to happen. Not really.
Not often.
Like so much, but I like the challenge of having to ad-lib.
It you know? Is the. It's the wonder of live radio.
No, it's great. You know, it's great. That's how they, Jim Nantz, the great sports announcer,
mm-hmm.
that's what they did when they had him come in to try for the job. They kept interrupting him. Things kept dropping. Noise. They made a lot of noise.
How do you handle yourself under that pressure?
Exactly. The mic would go off. Just like working here, you know? Hi there, caller. I hope you're still there. And because of that, Steve-O will be at your house to fix your stereo system, because I'm not sure he can do this here. No, I'm not going there. Because I love Steve-O, I do.
And
don't get up and hit me, all right? What's your name? Where are you calling from? I guess they're gone.
That's you, caller.
All right, well, you got another caller there.
Well, we'll take that one then.
All right. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling because I'm not getting your station. I'm in Cuba.
Try it on the AM right now. We've got our best men working on the FM issue.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
FM's
well,
having
you.
An issue. Thanks.
I
the 99.7 FM is having an issue, a transmitter issue.
Oh.
At this point.
So, like, is anybody listening out there?
People that are tuned to the AM right now are.
Okay. Raise your hands if you're listening to the show, okay?
A couple of people about a block over were.
Oh, this is starting. Okay, first of all, the song's not there.
Starting out as
second
a stellar
day. Second of all, now I find out that the 99.7 is not broadcasting?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment, okay. All right, well, you know what?
Let me see if I can make everything better.
Let's hear it.
I can't.
Oh my goodness, what a start. All right, and if you want to call the show and add to the fun we're having here, call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T wireless phone.
And I have another caller.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rodney Davis, Washington, D.C.
Is this Rodney Davis, the congressman?
It is. How are you, sir?
Well, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show, Rodney. May I call you Rodney, Congressman?
You've called me worse.
Yes, I have. That's true. Rodney's a good friend who happens to be in Illinois. From Taylorville, and he had an upset victory for his first run for Congress, but he is he's been in politics for a long time. You were the aide to Shimkus, is that correct?
I was.
And had a very good upset victory. Now, welcome to the show, and here's I guess this will be like an interview. So here's my question. Oh, FM is back on. We're having a little technical difficulties here.
That's probably the NSA.
The NSA,
wouldn't
you think it, you know, can you do anything about that, Congressman?
I will sure try.
All right. Anyways, my question is this. Look, you're in Illinois, right? You're in southern central Illinois. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you cover Springfield and Taylorville and Vandalia, places like that. Is that correct?
Not Vandalia, but Springfield, Taylorville, and Decatur.
Okay. So you have your constituents are there. You don't have any real constituents here in Missouri, though. Is that correct?
I do not.
All right. Well, here's the question I have. If you have constituents in Illinois and you're calling to a place where you have no constituents, are you, in fact, sir, preparing yourself to run for the presidency of the United States of America? I want you to announce it here, right here. Congressman Davis, Rodney Davis, announced right here that you are now throwing your hat into the ring for the 16 election.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely not. And, you know,
you want to think about it for a while?
No, absolutely not. I love representing the people of southwestern and central Illinois. And you know what? I love being harassed by you in person, and I always enjoy calling in because you, you know what?
Harassed? That's a little strong, isn't it?
Your listeners know you, David.
Okay.
No way. No
you
way.
Got me there.
And you know what, though? It's great to talk. It's great to talk about what's going on in Illinois because Illinois, and especially in Springfield, is much more dysfunctional when it comes to governing than Jeff City. So I like to actually talk about what's successful in Missouri and what we can do to make some changes in Illinois leadership, too.
So it should be known that you are actually friendly with our congressman here, the excellent Jason Smith. Is that correct?
His excellence, as I like to refer
his
to.
His excellence? Does he his make excellence. You, does he make you kiss his ring?
Well, he, obviously not. I got more seniority.
You have seniority, so do you make him kiss your ring?
Well, you'll have to ask him. What happens on the floor stays on the floor.
Tell us, no. Not when you're on my show. What happens on the floor needs to be told to the people. We need to know what you guys are doing up there. Come on.
And you know what? You can double the viewership of C-SPAN when you flip it on and you can watch us every
No, no. Well, that's why you're on the show because you can be entertaining. I've seen that up close and personal. So that's what you're here for, is to entertain my audience. Congressman Davis?
You want to know something? Jason Smith is a very good friend, and he's somebody who actually, in all seriousness, hit the ground running. He's become one of my good friends. He's a great conservative voice for Missouri, and he's somebody who I go to on a wide variety of issues, and we're great friends, and yes, we joke around with each other every single day. I was working to try and get him to join us on this call, and he told me late last night during our last series of votes, he had a meeting that he wasn't going to be able to join us, and I had a few choice words for him and told him that I am now going to be your new favorite member of Congress.
Well, that says something that Jason Smith would be refuse to be on the same interview with you. I don't know what's going on with that. Tell us who else you have these great relationships with in Congress. For example, you know Barack Obama, right?
I do.
And do you know Michelle, too?
I do not. Never met Michelle. I met Barack when he was a state senator back in Springfield.
And you have had interchanges with him during your time in Congress. Tell us about that.
You know, I did. It was the first State of the Union. And as a matter of fact, I was trying to leave the chamber. And I kind of worked my way through a crowd to go out the back door. And I went to the back door. And Secret Service agent said, sir, you can't come out this way. And I started to make the argument that this was our house, Constitution. I lost the argument. So I had two choices, break through the crowd on the other side of the aisle or walk down the center aisle and beat the Obama group of people out so I could go out the back door. Well, I didn't make it, so I took it as an opportunity to talk to the president. Mm-hmm. We actually talked about my district. We talked about mutual friends that we had in Taylorville, Illinois. And, you know, it hit me later. You know, we disagree on a wide variety of policies. Right now, there aren't too many policy issues that the president is pushing forward that I agree with him on when it comes to coal-fired power plants, new rules to basically shut them down that he's going to announce next week, whether it's school nutrition issues where our schools are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. But that time we spoke, we didn't talk about those differences. We talked about mutual friends in Taylorville while he's walking down the center aisle of the most divided organization in America. We can work together when we start to talk to each other personally, get to know each other personally, and then come up with some good common sense solutions without sacrificing our core values and principles.
So why haven't we yet? Who's to blame for the fact that this president and Congress cannot get together on anything? Basically, he can't even get together with his own people in Congress, the Democrats.
Yeah, you know you're
so,
right.
So what's going on with but Rodney Davis he can get along with.
Well, we got along during that probably 2-minute exchange, and I haven't spoken with him since. He's somebody who doesn't engage with Congress on a regular basis, even members of his own party, and that may just be his personality and his leadership style, and I don't think it's conducive to actually coming up with good solutions. I think the president, you know, you look back at his record in Illinois as a state senator, he voted present hundreds of times. I mean, that means that he's not going to make a decision. He does not like to make decisions. The only way to force Barack Obama to make decisions is to win the Senate. And if we win the Senate, we will be able to put good, conservative, principled pieces of legislation on his desk without Harry Reid and my Senator Dick Durbin bottling it up. And when that happens, the president's going to be forced to make a decision because there is no present button on the Oval Office desk. And we'll see
how Ooh, I like that. That's a good one. There is no present button on the Oval Office desk. That's a campaign slogan right there. That's a campaign slogan to win back the Senate. Wouldn't you think?
Hey, you know what?
You know, you're smarter than you look. I swear.
Obviously, it's not because of my father, right?
Okay, truth be told, now I have to announce the fact that I've been a friend of your father's for 35 years.
We won't hold it against either one of you.
He's a nut. He's a McDonald's guy in Taylorville, has been for 80 years, and he's only 70 years old.
He has been there a while, and you know what? Part of the reason why I'm even out here is because my dad helped me while I was working for him at a very young age, all through junior high school, and college.
You worked at McDonald's, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I did for, basically since I was 14.
Cool.
And even before that, picking up trash when he was building it along the construction site. But he taught me to value public service. He taught me that decisions in Washington, and in our case in Springfield, Illinois, actually had an impact on the way he did business. And when I graduated college, I said, I know I can always come back and work for you, but I'd like to try public service. And that's when I met John Shimkus a week after I graduated in 1992.
So you learned a lot by being in business, didn't you?
I did. I learned that. You know, a signature on a piece of paper in Washington shouldn't affect the way our small business owners have to make decisions on whether to give a teenager his or her first job. I mean, there are valuable experiences and work experiences that restaurants provide many of our young people, and that's what we can't continue to hinder in Washington, D.C.
All right, I can't have you on all day because I know you're a very, very busy and vital cog in our government. Oh, my God, I almost choked getting
but
that out.
It's okay. I've only got 3 hours.
No, it's fine. I mean, if you want to stay here, stay here as long as you want to. But I want to get some reactions to you about certain people, okay? I'm going to just say their name, and you tell me what you think. Boehner. John.
Who?
Boehner, sorry.
Boehner's a great guy. Boehner is somebody who takes – Boehner is somebody who, even though he may – personally disagree with the decision of the conference. He takes the will of the conference, and if that is not the decision that that works out, he stands up and takes the heat for that decision, even though I've seen him personally disagree with taking that route. John Boehner is nothing but loyal, and I have an utmost respect for the guy, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks of him.
Does he ever tell you to vote for something you haven't read?
No. He you know what? John Boehner has pulled me aside one time on the floor of the House to talk to me about dairy policy in the farm bill that I was a co-author of. And I said, Mr. Speaker, I'm already agree with the issue at hand. And he said, oh, okay. That was it.
The right.
Only time he's ever asked me to vote a certain way.
Pelosi.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Because I know I'm on the air.
You're on the air, so what? You know, we need information. Come on, you represent people, and you ought to tell us what you think.
You know, first time I met her, I said thank you, because she spent like $4 million against me and really jacked my name ID up in my last race.
Ah, little sarcasm there.
Yeah, she told me congratulations.
And I'm sure she meant it from the bottom of her. Does she have a heart? No.
You know, there was one time.
You know why Nancy Pelosi flies free on Southwest Airlines? Because even old bags don't have to pay. All right,
you're terrible.
That's wrong. See, you don't need to like that because I know you're laughing on the inside, but you're mad on the outside because that might be attached to you. All right,
let me tell you one thing about Nancy.
Yes.
About Pelosi. One time I was reading the Constitution. We read it at the beginning of each session, and I had the last amendment. So I read the last amendment, and as I was leaving, there was like five or six people on the floor. Pelosi was one, and I was walking right with her. And so, do you remember during the Obama inaugural, there was a guy in a tree screaming anti-abortion messages.
No, I don't remember
that. And I'm pro-life, so I...
That wasn't you, though, was it?
No, but this gentleman somehow got into the gallery at that exact time and gets up and starts screaming in the gallery. And I'm standing next to Pelosi looking up, and I actually thought, if this guy's got a gun, I'm going to have to protect Nancy Pelosi. Are you serious?
That's a dilemma right there.
And I would have, obviously. But I was thinking to myself, she just spent millions of dollars to beat me just a few months ago. And I'm standing here, and I cannot believe a guy is screaming in the gallery, and the police had to actually grab him and forcibly remove him from the gallery.
All right, more names. Congressional Black Caucus.
Great guys.
Okay.
And ladies.
The Tea Party.
You know what? Tea Party? Essential to Republican success and conservatives being able to win the Senate as long as Republicans realize that a good conservative valued Republican is better than any Democrat, especially when we're looking at winning the Senate.
You think the Tea Party is racist?
No.
Why do Democrats accuse them of that?
Democrats accuse people of things every day.
Okay. Harry Reid.
Short-timer.
Short-timer?
As leader.
Oh, as leader, but he's been around for a long time.
Yeah, short-timer as leader. Right. Harry Reid is the insulation point for Obama not having to make decisions.
There you go. Cruz.
Nice guy.
All right.
Personally.
Sarah Palin.
Met her one time, and she was great to converse with. And that was probably 2010, 2011.
All right. Who do you think, who would be your favorite since you haven't thrown your hat into the ring yet? And when you do, I want you doing it on my show because I'm the one that brought it up. You understand? Or I'll torture your father for the rest of his life, as I do already.
That's incentive.
Really? I didn't know there was that kind of relationship.
Oh, no. He's a great guy, but I love joking with him.
Assuming Hillary is the nomination of the Democrats, who would you like to see the Republicans come up with as the candidate?
John Thune, South Dakota. John Thune, South Dakota Senator.
John Thune.
Yeah, he's not going to run, but he's a personal friend of mine. I think he's a great guy, and it keeps me from having to go through the rest of the folks that may want to run.
Well, then that's not realistic. I expect, a congressman of your stature to give me a realistic answer.
You know, I think if John Thune decided to put his hat in the ring, I think he'd be a very viable candidate. I don't think he will. I think Paul Ryan would make an excellent president. I think Paul Ryan's a very nice individual whom I've gotten to know. And I also think, though, that if you had to ask me today which candidate would probably, if the vote election were held today, who would be the Republican nominee, I would have to say Rand Paul, who's also a very nice guy personally. I don't know him as well as I know the other two.
Okay. All right. So tell me, you're on the Agriculture Committee, aren't you?
I am.
Explain to me, please, and to my audience out here at Mid-Missouri, we're kind of a show-me state here. You've heard that, I think, right?
But didn't your license plates have to say it?
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And unlike Illinois, we don't have 10 past governors sitting there making those license plates while they're in jail.
That is completely unfair. We do not have 10 past
How many
governors.
Do you have currently?
There is one governor in jail.
Wait a minute. There's more than one.
There is one governor currently in prison at this time, beloved Rod Blagojevich.
Who was the guy before him that was in jail?
He's out.
Come on. He's out?
He's out.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I know you find it hard to believe, but our current governor, an Illinois governor, is possibly under federal investigation.
No! Say it ain't so.
Shocking.
That's incredible. All right. Getting back to the Agriculture Committee, what does the Department of Agriculture need sub-machine guns for with 30-round clips that shoot two bullets at a time?
I have no idea.
Well, you might want to look into that because did you read that in the news?
We read the story. Yes, we read the story, and our staff's working on working with other members to find out what can be done.
So they did this on their own without congressional knowledge. Is that correct?
That I don't know the answer to, David, but I can tell you it's an issue that's been brought to a lot of members' attention, and folks are looking into it.
All right, what should we do with the VA?
Fire Eric Shinseki. We need a complete
Good would that do?
It would actually send a message to all those who are below that leadership matters.
Okay.
It frustrates me that we can have our military devise a surge to ensure that we protect we protect those in a battle zone. We need to turn towards the battleground that has been created in America for our veterans, which is the lack of being able to get benefits they deserve. They've had to wait in line for up to 2 years to even have their paperwork processed to get the benefits they deserve. And then you see this systemic failures of the VA healthcare system right now. We need to have our military leaders come in and develop a surge so that we can address those problems right here at home
and not create a battleground
for our veterans once they return home. And you know who are the soldiers on this battlefield for our veterans and our heroes? It's us. It's all of us. And if we don't stand up and demand that real leadership take over in the VA, then we are at fault for not being able to make these changes that are necessary. And the first thing we need to do is demand that the president fire Eric Shinseki in leadership at the VA. That will send a tremendous message.
Okay, Congressman, the VA's problems, you'll agree, have been systemic for a long time under different administrations.
Yes.
Is this not a sign that maybe the federal government shouldn't be doing this, that maybe this ought to be private sector, competitive people putting these veterans on taking care of their health care instead of the government?
The VA and the people who work at the VA provide great service in almost all cases. The VA,
how do you say that?
Healthcare system, because there are great people that work at VA clinics. How
come we have guys that can't get appointments? They're a secret list.
That's the leadership. That's the management.
Really?
And
so those people work for the VA too, don't they?
But you got to remember. Look at your restaurants. Just because the leadership's a failure at the restaurant doesn't mean the people you have working there aren't good people. And you have the same problem with the VA, and that was a joke too, David. At the VA, you have leadership.
Fine. I've been around long enough to have problems, believe me. 42 years, and that doesn't compare with the 70 years or 80 years your dad has been in business. But
you started working when you were three. That is amazing.
That's true. Isn't that incredible?
Hey, but in all seriousness about the VA, yeah. We have great nurses that work at VA clinics every day that provide great service to the veterans who are able to get that appointment. But when leadership's the one setting up secret lists, leadership's the one that is setting the agenda at these clinics to where you have veterans who were supposed to get three positive stool tests before they could even get a diagnostic colonoscopy. That is personal to me because my wife's a colon cancer survivor. And if she had to get three stool tests, consecutive positive stool tests, before she even got a colonoscopy to diagnose her colon cancer, she might not be here today. And it is a tragedy that the leadership in the VA and management at these VA facilities thought it was a good idea to stop veterans from even getting the diagnosis that they need. And that's why we need to change the leadership.
Well,
and we need to also.
But that's my point. These guys, the government can't run these things. They need something else. Doesn't work. It doesn't work at the IRS. It doesn't work in the post office. Hell, they can't even run the cafeteria in Congress.
Listen, I agree that our veterans right now, and part of this surge needs to be giving veterans options. If they're not getting appointments or not getting care, they ought to be able to go to any medical facility in this country.
Private.
Yeah, they ought to be able to go facilities? To the VA. They ought to have the option to go to the VA, and they ought to have the option to go to any medical facility in the country.
One more thing about this, and that is that is this the precursor to Obamacare?
You know, it's interesting, and I would urge your listeners to go to an interview that was done with Zeke Emanuel, who is known as the architect of the Affordable Care Act. And it was in Politico probably 3 months ago, but go do a Google search. And Zeke specifically says that he expects by 2025 the private healthcare industry to be eviscerated.
Right. And I got projections that say the same thing, that in 5 years – you're going to see the Obamacare premiums go skyrocketing, and you're going to actually have more uninsured people in this country than before, and it's going to eventually kill the insurance industry and drive everybody into single-payer government health insurance, which was the plan all along.
Yeah, it changes in what Zeke has said through that interview is that they anticipate that the federal government's going to be the only option, and it changes the complete debate when it comes to healthcare delivery in this country, away from the doctor-patient relationship and more into the government ration care system. And unfortunately, that's exactly what is happening with the VA right now, is they're rationing care to our heroes because there's because excuses are being made instead of trying to actually serve them and figure out ways to get them the medical care they deserve. They've come up with schemes to get bonuses, and that's what's wrong. And that's why we need to create a healthcare system that's actually going to continue to put the doctor-patient relationship first. And we can do that with some simple things. We have great options out here in Washington, D.C., bills that have been put forth that I know many are supportive of that we need to continue to tout, because now's the time to actually talk about getting rid of Obamacare. But we can also change it because it's the law of the land. But remember, the Affordable Care Act has not been fully implemented because of the unilateral delays and waivers that the Obama administration has actually given.
Yes, they 38 times this guy has broken his own law, and I don't see Congress doing a lot about it. I don't know what they can do, but goodness sakes, when you guys demanded that they delay this thing, you were called terrorists and Nazis by the Democrats, and now that the president is doing it, it's okay.
I thought you were the only one that ever called me a terrorist.
Not in public. I never did, because I don't want you to. Now everybody knows. Now the NSA knows, and the whole. I thought there was a quiet conversation between me and you, and now look what's happened.
Well, you know we have had so many good pieces of legislation that get bottled up in the Senate, and that is why elections matter. And we cannot afford to have good conservative principal leaders sit at home because you may disagree with a candidate on the Republican side on 5% of the issues.
By the way, one very important question. What are the chances of getting your father to sponsor my show?
You know him.
Would you talk to him?
Zero.
Rodney, would you talk to him, please? Come on. Give me a break. Hey, listen to me. Can you stay over? Because I want to talk to you about foreign policy, too, if you have time, Congressman.
I actually have to roll, but David.
Oh, so you were telling the truth before about you having 2 hours.
Well, of course.
This is not right.
Of course you know I didn't have 3 hours. However.
Well, how would I know?
Because when I'm around you for 3 hours at Cardinal games, I don't talk to you that long.
I know. You actually hide. All right, we're going to tie it down here. I'll tell you what, next time you call, let's talk a little bit foreign policy. I was curious about what you thought about President Obama's speech to the West Point cadets. Obviously, he's getting a lot of flack for that. Just foreign policy, the Russian foreign policy and the Middle East and Christians. Talked to you a little bit about the Pope. There's all sorts of stuff. I could have done my whole show on you, buddy.
Well, I tell you what, his foreign policy is summed up with one word: it's a disaster. Yep. And let's leave that as a hook for the next show that I come on, and
okay,
I'll bring
buddy.
Jason Smith with me. Okay.
Yeah, bring Jason Smith with you. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, hey, Will you let him have a chance to talk?
Well, that's not my. You're the moderator, man.
All right. This is my good friend's son, who is also a friend, Congressman Rodney Davis, who's coming up for another tough election. Looking good for you.
Absolutely.
All right, good. And he's a good guy, and he's in Congress, and he's representing Illinois, but he represents a good portion of conservatives around the country as well. And he will one day announce for the presidency on my show.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Thank you, Rodney Davis. All right. Thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
and now we're going to take a commercial break. So thank you, Rodney, and this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Swing and a long one, and there it goes! That's right, baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action.
for the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
At Fairground Auto Plaza, we appreciate our past and present military members every day. So this month, Fairground Auto Plaza is having our Military Appreciation Sales event. Right now, any active military, reserve, retired, and all veterans will get GM supplier pricing on any 2014 Chevy, GMC, or Buick, plus all other rebates and incentives. It's just a token of our gratitude to our past and present military members. Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or find us on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, this is Elwood from the House of Blues, and on the line with me is my good friend Dee Harold from the Flooring Factory Outlet. What's happening at FFO today, Dee?
I've just counted 300 rolls of gorgeous carpet, and I figured out how to save the folks more money.
How are you going
to
save them more bucks, Dee? You already have the best prices in town on gorgeous carpet.
Yepers, if they come in and mention Dee Harold and the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll give them an extra 10% off.
Hey, stop the band for a minute. What if they come in and mention Elwood Blues and my Chicago Cubbies? Can they get off 10% too?
Absolutely, so we can do the deal.
Holy smoly, you're going to save them more bucks, Dee? Wow, I like it.
10% off and do the deal is going on right now.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And in a Pentagon directive in 2010, they said that the government should be authorized to use weapons and drones against the civilian population. Plus, we have once again found the stuff that's in the Obamacare bill that gives the president charge of several militias. And the president happens to be Barack Hussein Obama. And a liberal friend who slept in today and tried to come up with some garbage about why he wasn't here. Are you burning the show, by the way?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, that doesn't mean we're starting a fire in the studio here. To those of you in Branson, that means we're recording the show.
Yes.
Because Martin overslept this morning and decided to be lazy and come up with some lame excuse about Yahoo being down. He thinks he's fooling me. I've been in business for 42 years, and now he's calling me nasty names, and making nasty gestures, which is making me feel bad. That's not right. Countdown to Obama's last day, 1/20/2017. That's what he's got for me.
It's a timer.
You're a suck up. That's all you are. You're late for work, and you're sucking up now. That's all there is to it.
The liberal bought you a countdown to the end of Obama clock.
Yeah, right. And by the way, speaking of that, and by the way, you want to call the show? I'm sorry, we had. I'm not sorry.
Don't
because
be sorry.
I thought Congressman Davis was pretty good,
absolutely.
Didn't you? Like I said, I was at. I was telling Steve-O, I'm on the McDonald's Political Action Committee. Been on it since 1987, and we during the meetings in D.C. we have people from Congress come, surprise, surprise, and give talks. So. Rodney Davis was scheduled, at 9 o'clock in the morning, the first speaker of the day. His father is on the committee, Marty Davis, who's a good friend of mine. And Steny Hoyer was asked, Steny Hoyer, the second in command to Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader of Congress, of the House, he was asked to come, and he says he told him he was busy. And then they found out that Rodney Davis was going to speak. And Steny Hoyer suddenly had a change in plans and said, hey, I can speak. And it was only at the time that Rodney Davis was going to speak. And they were actually going to drop Rodney Davis for Steny Hoyer, which tells you what the leadership of McDonald's might be thinking. And so they split it. They gave Rodney the first half hour, and they gave Steny the second half hour. And this Rodney Davis guy, I don't know if you could tell, but he is a great public speaker. I mean, just was terrific. Now, I was standing up because I'm a friend of his dad, Marty, and taking pictures. Marty actually introduced Rodney to the group. He's very proud of him, and ought to be. And at the end of his speech, I'm standing up there, and I'm looking down a couple tables. The CEO of McDonald's, Don Thompson, is there. And I'm standing there applauding, and I'm standing there staring at Don Thompson, whom I know from previous experience when I served on national advertising. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm standing, and he's sitting, and all of a sudden he jumps up and leads the assault on the standing ovation, something he did not want to do. I think he leans the other way, that's all. We'll just put it like that. Anyways, we're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show, and I know we haven't had many callers. I hope you're listening out there. If you want to call the show and participate, 364-0800 or
star KTTR from the AT&T wireless phones.
I got a lot of stuff out of Rodney, the VA and all that I wanted to speak about, but I also wanted to cover Obama's speech and get his take about it, the speech to West Point cadets, where basically he paraded that we're pulling out of Afghanistan like we did Iraq. And for some reason, he thinks this is success. Well, you know, all that blood and capital that we sacrificed in Iraq is going to waste, and it will go to waste in Afghanistan. They've announced that by the end of 2016, that's it. No more troops. Well, I mean, if you're a Taliban guy or you're a Al-Qaeda guy, then you just lay back and wait till they leave, and then you take over. They win. We lose. Now you're going to say, well, we can't keep troops there forever. Well, maybe you can and maybe you can't. You know, we had wars in Europe, Germany. Remember that? Remember World War II, anyone? Huh? Hello, I know it was a long time ago, 70 years or so ago. We still have troops in Germany. We still have troops in Italy. We still have troops in Japan. We still have troops in a later war in South Korea. And how have those regions been? I think the relations have been great. It is a great expenditure of our troops, and it's not causing any more deaths. So I don't understand why this president thinks that pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan is success. Because all is going to happen is you're going to have new fertile training grounds for people who want to kill us. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Stan from Salem.
Hi, Stan.
Hey, you know, I was going to say, I was in the Army, and I did my 3 years, and I can't imagine any of the soldiers that are actually in the Army that would be willing to go against their own families and friends and relatives in a force, you know, that he puts together. I mean, you know, I know that they've got a commander in chief and all that, but I can't imagine any of them. Well, look at the West Point guys. They didn't act very enthused about his speech at all, because they're not of the same mind that he is.
Yeah, he says, well, you know, this is the first time that, you know, maybe nobody from this class is going to go to war. And then he tells them, well, you know what? You ought to fight climate change. How do you fight?
Right.
How do you fight climate change? That's what armies do, don't they? They basically they train to go to war to protect this country's people and to protect its ability to operate as a government, and they do a great job. Well, what's he done to these people? I mean,
I think he might have been thinking, well, you know what, these are a lot of young people, so more than likely they're my kind of people, and they're going to react to climate change. He might have threw that in there as a bone just to try to get some applause, but as we can all tell, it didn't work.
Oh, it was terrible. I tell you what, I mean, you got even the New York Times, Dick Cheney. Jimmy Carter is calling this guy an epic failure. Now, that's something. When you got the worst president of the United States calling Barack Obama, and a Democrat, too, calling Barack Obama an epic failure. Now, that's something there. That's something. Ah, he must be a racist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the call, and I appreciate it. We're going to take another break here. I know we're running a little close, but after the break now, you call 364-0800, and let's start participating in the show here. We are going to be, talking about the Pope's trip to Israel, which could change the Catholic policy towards Jews and Israel that has been prevalent for the last 50 years. We've also got, what else do we got? Well, we've got numbers on this study from University of Minnesota on what is going to happen in 5 years with Obamacare, something we talked about a little earlier, and, we have, nobody likes, Michelle's food. We, Congressman Davis talked about that a little bit. And we got an outed CIA chief in Pakistan. Well, how is that treated compared to the Valerie Plame deal under the Bush administration? We'll be right back. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll, so it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5011. for the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
I want to say congrats to Chelsea Clinton last week. She announced that she is expecting her first child. That's great. That's great for her. Yeah, if it's a girl, it'll get some of Chelsea's old hand-me-downs. And if it's a boy, it'll get some of Hillary's. It's very, it's a little pantsuit, a little pantsuit. It's a little cream pantsuit. It wasn't that hard of a joke. What's the big deal? She wears pantsuit. Yeah, boys, what are you doing? Yeah, hey. What am I, Meb Kaplesky? Yeah. What are you doing?
Get a life. Get a sense of humor. We all can laugh about ourselves. You know, I've got black guys telling me Jewish jokes, so I tell black jokes, and of course, then they have to run. But you know, that actually happened to me once. A guy told me a nasty Jewish joke.
Yeah.
And so I told him a little bit
off color,
you know,
yeah,
a black joke, and. He got up to start running after me, you know, and,
Pete's
of course,
don't fail
of
me
course,
now.
Wait a minute. He was an ex-NFL middle linebacker who I knew. I mean, we were good friends, but right. You know, I mean, where do they come off thinking that, you can say a bad joke about me and that, like, you know, I don't know bad jokes about, I try not to use them, but you're going to tell me a Jewish joke that's going to be nasty about, you know, ovens and stuff like that. Well, you know what? You're going to get one back.
Well.
So he did, and I says, you know, says, you don't think you can do that, do you? And, of course, he couldn't run, so it was helpful. Anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Yeah, we once split a box of Cuban cigars.
Nice.
These were pre-Castro Cuban cigars. And the moment you open the box, they all, like crinkled up.
Yeah.
And it cost a lot of money, too. It cost like $1,000. We split it. You know, so it was interesting. Anyhow, the Pope. Oh, by the way, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
And I know we had a little problem up front, so, you know,
we're out past there
for a while, but we're past
living in the
it,
past. Right? Don't do that.
Don't do that? Well, I want to know, I want people to understand here that it wasn't because Weinbaum didn't pay a sponsorship bill here. You know, everybody's paid up, so, you know, it's not, it's just a glitch.
It happens. It's technology.
Right. So you missed us, messing around with the song, which didn't come on. Was that because of the problem?
I don't think so. No?
Okay. So that was another problem.
Yeah, that was a whole different...
We've got a cacophony of problems.
A veritable Steve-o. Potpourri.
What's going on?
Yeah.
All right. So the Pope visits Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, you know what? I got to do a commercial. You're supposed to remind me.
Well, you can do it in the 10
can
o'clock hours.
All right, I'll do it now.
Yeah. We've got 6 minutes here. Let's do this. We'll do that.
Okay.
I'm on it.
You're on it. Well, you gotta, you know.
I got you. I'll get
where?
You.
Where?
I'll
where?
Get
where
you.
Is it on?
I'll get you.
The
we're not
paper?
There yet.
You're not there yet.
I it's on this paper log
you're
right
making
here.
Excuses too. Everybody's
right
making excuses
I got
to me
you.
Today. The Pope goes to Israel. First thing he does, and mind you, Catholics and Jews are getting along for the last 5 decades. There have been a lot of popes that, you know, before, during the war, didn't, you know, weren't exactly helping the Jews out, you know, when they were getting annihilated. But since then, there's been a softening in the papal direction and this castigating and blaming Jews for all the ills, you know, pretty well went away. And even the last pope, Benedict, who, by the way, was a Nazi brown shirt, actually was pretty good towards Israel. And, you know, I mean, you know, I realize that saying Nazi brown shirt, but, you know, people are forced into certain things, and they become something else. My good friend, Chuck Tote, whose widow I just took to the ball game the other night, Alice, he's a devout Catholic, but also his great uncle was second in command to Adolf Hitler, and we became good friends till his dying day. And I'm friends with his family, and they're Catholic, good Catholics. And What this Pope did, though, was a message that is pretty well going to slam that relationship, in my opinion. So what does he do? And by the way, go on my website, and there's a column by Carolyn Glick about this, who writes also for the Jewish World Review. And she's an excellent writer, and she pretty well points out all the things that the Pope did to show that he was very much anti-Israeli, very much pro-Palestinian. And the first place he goes to is Bethlehem, which is controlled by the Palestinians. And, you know, he sides up to Abbas, and when, in fact, the Palestinians took control of this area, on the West Bank, they were ceded this area, and lived there, the first thing they did was take over a Christian church. And they still have it today. So the Pope going and embracing Abbas as a man of peace who has sponsored many, many terrorists that come in and kill Israeli children and such. And in fact, I got to see the wall that was being built because my rabbi, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild, lives near there. In fact, they shop at the same supermarket where, before this wall was made, a Palestinian came down with a bomb vest, a suicide bomb vest, or a suicide murder vest, and walked into the same grocery store that they were in, where there were not just Jews, but a lot of Palestinians, a lot of Muslims, shopping at this store. Well, they caught him before his bomb went off. And that's when Israel built this barrier wall with a checkpoint of getting in and getting out. Well, what does the Pope do? He goes up to the wall and he kisses it. And on the wall, there's all sorts of anti-Semitic sayings, all sorts of anti-Israel, anti-Jewish things. And then he goes, and has a session with, a mufta who is decrying Israel, not speaking a word about the lies that the guy is spreading. And then he goes and talks to, Netanyahu, Bibi Netanyahu, the premier. A prime minister of Israel, and in a conversation, Bibi, as he's known, mentions the fact that Jesus spoke Hebrew, and the Pope says, no, he didn't. He spoke Aramaic. And Bibi says, well, you know, he certainly knew Hebrew, and there was an argument. Why would they argue about something like that? Why? I'll tell you why. Because they want to de-Jew Jesus. Jesus was a Palestinian. He was an Israeli Jew. He wasn't a Palestinian. He was an Israeli Jew who grew up in the Torah, grew up celebrating Passover, all the Jewish holidays. In fact, the Last Supper was a Passover Seder. So for the Pope to come in and do that, there's a message being sent here, a direct message that the Catholic Church may no longer be Israel's friend at a time when we have the same occurrences happening in Europe that took place in 1938. The same kind of stuff is happening. Jews were killed in Brussels, France. They're being harassed in Sweden and Norway. In fact, you get the French are coming, the French Jews are coming from France to Israel. There are records being sent of the amount of Jews that are coming from France to be in Israel. And I say they all ought to get out of there, including the ones that live where my ancestors came from, which is the Ukraine, the Odessa area in particular. They need to get out too, because there's something brewing in Europe and it smells like 1938. Anyways, by the way, we have another half hour in this show, right, Steve-O?
Yes, sir.
And I've got lots of stuff. I'm not sure I'm going to get to it all, but I do want to hear from you. 364-0800 or
*KTTR.
So get your finger out. Do a little registering there, and we're going to, you know, a little exercise, a little warm up, so you can dial that phone. We're going to be right back after this message. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
C News.
Can't find a blame. That don't suit you. That's a trade.
Ever. School's out for summer. By the way, I got, what is that? I hear horses going through the studio.
Horses going through the studio?
Yeah, I heard clip clock. Clip clock.
It's his ice over there.
Will you stop doing that, you dope? This is a liberal, and he's
That's
he's,
not on. No, it's just it's picking it up from
well,
the other mic.
What is that? Come on. He's got my sound effects liberal over here. He's wrecking the show. Stop it. Just stop it. Oh my God. Behave yourself or we're gonna send you out to do something. And being a liberal, you'd have a hard time figuring out what to do. Anyways, we're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show. You want to call the show 364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
And I gotta thank, my girlfriend Lisa Strauser for that song. I think she was the one that, got it for me, so. And you have to remind me to do a commercial here, right?
I do.
All right, but I'm going to take this call first.
Whenever you want to do it, I guess. But
okay, I'll, but you can't let me forget though, Steve.
I'm keeping you on task.
All right, all right. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? You're on the air.
They dropped.
They dropped. All right, want to call show 364.
They waited through the news.
0800 or
Star KTTR.
There it is, right there.
Yaga!
Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I got a question for you. I'm a young black guy.
Yeah.
I'm curious, why is it that people hate black people and Jewish people so much?
Why do people hate black people and Jewish people so much?
Right.
Well, I mean, it's just been racism and anti-Semitism all through the ages, pretty much. And I don't know. I mean, not everybody hates everybody. I mean, I certainly don't hate black people. A lot of people, you know, a lot of black people hate whites too.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
okay.
But people generalize. They say, and it's hard not to, because, you know, we're in a world where we grow up thinking our own is the best. It's called ethnocentricity. Ooh, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Second semester words over there.
There you go. It's sort of like, you know, when people, like to think that their own is better than everyone else's. And you gotta lay back and you gotta listen to people. And you can't make judgments on stuff that generalizes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take each individual
about because of the comment you made earlier about swinging Jewish jokes and black jokes around.
Yeah.
Like why swing around jokes like that then?
I joke around with a lot of people. I joke around with black people. They joke around with me. And sometimes I get a little ticked off at some of the jokes I hear, and I was ticked off at that joke, and I responded with another joke. And you know, the guy's a friend; he's still a friend. He's been a friend for 30 years, so you know, it's not a big deal. I mean, do you have white friends? I assume.
Oh yeah, of course. I live in Raleigh, Missouri. Of course, I got.
Do I know you?
I don't know. Probably not.
All right. Well,
do you want to be his friend?
You want to be my friend?
Sure.
All right. Well,
you don't sling around black jokes, and I definitely.
Oh, I won't sling. You don't tell me no more Jew jokes like you just did. No, I'm kidding. And we won't have any of that. Okay, that's fine.
Sounds good. You have a good.
All right, buddy. You too. All right. That was an interesting call.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we're giddy with this and. Completely unfocused as Lee Burr accused me of being.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to refocus. You know why? Because I have to do a commercial. And you're not there. You're not there for me, Steve. Okay.
Obviously, you remember it because this is the fourth time. Well, I remember it because
I'm concerned because you didn't remind me in the last hour.
We've got time. It's not scheduled on my log until 10 o'clock.
Look, there's a lot on your mind. Too bad none of it is brains.
Martin, where's that horse? I'm riding out of here.
What is wrong with me today? I'm insulting everybody. Insulted the congressman. I'm in a giddy kind of mood. Kent Jewelers, and I've just been reminded that I'm supposed to do a commercial. Ken Jewelers, you know, people just graduated, and you still got time to give them gifts, even though it might be a little late, but there are people that are graduating in all parts of the country at different times. All the commencement speeches are coming out. It's still May.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got relatives and stuff in different states, different areas where they actually go to school, you know, full-time and graduate a little later in the year. You get the diamond studs or pendants for girls, boys. I don't know. What would you get a boy from a jewelry store?
You get a bracelet. You get a watch. He's got some nice watches.
Yeah,
there.
You get him a nice gold. You're wearing
maybe
a gold
necklace.
Gold necklace. Absolutely. For goodness sakes. Why not? And they will engrave anything you bring in as well as whatever you buy there. And they got this, great Pandora inventory that they just replaced after Mother's Day.
You know what they've got right now?
What's that?
I was in there the other day because I was looking for something for my lovely, and they've got a great Pandora Cardinals bracelet.
How cool.
It's an awesome-looking one, too.
I hope Lisa's not listening to this because now she's a Cardinal fan now. I might have to go in there.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, all right, well, you know, I can't believe it. I'm doing a commercial, and you sold me on going in there to get something. That's not right. But, you know, also, here's another thing. You know, everybody's going to the river and going to family reunions now. They're having barbecues and stuff. Here's a problem. Sometimes you get a loose gem, and you don't want to be dropping a diamond into the potato salad. You don't want to be scrounging around potato salad looking for the diamond. So what you do is you bring your jewelry to Kent's so they can clean it and they can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tighten up that diamond so you don't lose it. I mean, what do you need a diamond for at the river, for goodness sakes?
That's a good question.
I mean, what? You're going to use it
for
bait?
Keep the ice in the cooler.
So get smart. You know, bring it over to Kent while you're doing this outdoor stuff and save the jewelry for the good times later on.
There you go.
You know, what do you think of that? All right, so these guys have been 30 years in business. Kent's been 30 years in business. A young-looking guy. Good-looking guy, by the way. And they are between 9th and 10th Street on Pine. Their number is 364-1030. And by the way, go to my sponsors because these guys are putting their money where my mouth is. And you know I'm not politically correct, right? I mean, the guy just called me. What are you talking about? You know, tell black jokes and who doesn't do that? Come on. All right. I'm being honest. I mean, if you got black friends, look, I was in high school. When I was in high school, I went to one wrestling practice. I was the only white guy there. 15 guys. They actually had a contest to see who was darkest. I came in fourth from last. Okay. I was very proud of that. It was in the wintertime, too, and I wasn't tan.
Wow.
I mean, it's okay, come on, get a sense of humor, for God's sakes. Why can't we laugh together, for goodness sakes? Laugh about our differences together. Okay? We don't have to make it. He does this, and he's representative of that race or that religion. Just individualize, you know, disagree on issues. Don't disagree because you happen to be from a different place or a different race. Hey, that's pretty good.
Look at you.
I might write that down. Anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
And we're getting ready for our last commercial break. Oh, we have a caller.
We do have a caller.
Well, nice of you to signal that.
I did.
Yes, okay. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm sorry for Steve-O's rudeness. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What is this?
They got tired of waiting, I guess.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't see a signal. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Oh, hi. How are you? Who is
hi,
this?
I'm good.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sheila from Vichy, Missouri.
Hi, Sheila. What's going on?
Well, I've been thinking about this whole VA thing. And if you think about the particular age group that looks like it's getting hit, a lot of them are like World War II and Korean veterans. So if you eliminate that group of people, you can eliminate the proof that it happened.
Ooh, that's a conspiracy right there. You know, you know, that's not as far out as you think because right now they're teaching classes that pretty well put the in fact, we're talking about the Pope, and the Pope is standing there while this mufta is preaching about, you know, how the Holocaust didn't happen, and the Pope didn't say a word. So, incredible stuff going on. Read Carolyn Glick's article on this. So, you know, things are not always that far-fetched, and history is in the hands of the victors. Thank you for the call. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I can't hear you.
Steve-O, why can't they hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you on the radio, but not on the phone.
All right, well,
okay, I gotta guess it's your phone, because I was going to say,
No, it ain't my phone. It's you. It's the second time I called, because I couldn't hear you the first time.
Oh, I can't hear you now.
Oh, stop it, stop it. No, he can hear you. He's lying.
Anyway.
You leave my caller alone. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fred and Rolla.
Fred? All right, what's going on?
When Hillary was 27 years old, she started out as an attorney for the House Judiciary Committee during Watergate.
Hillary, yeah, okay.
And she got fired. She got fired. The guy that fired her said she was a liar. She was unethical, dishonest, and conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of the House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of confidentiality.
Yep.
Fine way to start out, huh?
And that qualifies her to be the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States.
How'd she go
right there.
How did she go any further than that, other than on Bill's coattails?
Well, because it's politics, and they're very good at politics. They're not good at running. Obviously, they can't run anything, but they're very good at politics.
I don't know.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. Sorry about that insult to your phone. But sometimes the towers don't work in this town. Last time I was blaming us, and we found out that something wrong with the
It's not always on this end.
You know what? I got another caller here, we'll take it, and then we'll break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Cuba.
Hi. What's going on?
Hi. I just have a quick question. Wouldn't you rather have Hillary than Barack?
It's a good question. You know, they kind of stand for the same stuff. It's hard for me. You know, I'd rather have a can of soup than Barack.
Well, me too. And I'm trying to take the lesser of the evils, and I'm thinking that Hillary is the lesser of the evil.
Yeah, but she tried health. She's the grandmother of health care. And she tried taking over the economy way back when. I don't like her at all. I don't think she did anything to enhance the world in her job as the Secretary of State. I think she went around. I mean, you look at where we're in complete total failure on foreign policy front. Everywhere in the world, we're in retreat. They hate us overseas. Our allies hate us. They don't trust us. The enemies don't respect us. So many red lines have been left out there, crossed, and Barack Obama doesn't do anything about it after saying he's going to do something about it. Nobody believes us anymore. So that's part of Hillary, too, and her stance on Benghazi. I mean, what difference does it make? When she lied to those parents, I don't like her either. No, I can't stand her. Are these the only two people that can run the country, for goodness sakes? Michelle, you there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, you not very good.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling the show, and we're going to take a little break right here. You want to call the show afterwards? I mean, I still got plenty of stuff. I knew I'd run out of stuff, but I prepared for the show, as I always do. So we're going to take another break, the last break of the day. 364-0800 is the number, or
star KTTR.
This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Since when do you drink coffee?
I don't.
What do you call that?
It's a McCafe iced coffee.
It's coffee on ice.
No, it's iced coffee.
So what are you saying, Professor Science? Coffee isn't coffee when you add ice?
No, I'm saying coffee is more delicious when you put it on ice and add French vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Sweet chilled McCafe iced coffee from McDonald's in flavors like French vanilla, caramel, and hazelnut. For a limited time, get a medium for $1.99. Another reason to love McCafe. Prices and participation may vary.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Swing and a long one, and there it goes! That's right, baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action.
At Fairground Auto Plaza, we appreciate our past and present military members every day. So this month, Fairground Auto Plaza is having our Military Appreciation Sales Event. Right now, any active military, reserve, retired, and all veterans will get GM supplier pricing on any 2014 Chevy, GMC, or Buick, plus all other rebates and incentives. It's just a token of our gratitude to our past and present military members. Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or find us on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This country has been sold down the river by the right wing for their own purposes. This is a Republican Party that has decided they like power so much that they think it's okay to win by taking away the right to vote. They are not American. They can be more comfortable in the Ukraine or Russia, but stay away from our country. This is based on the right to vote.
Hey! But just lying around? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on! What happened to the Delta I used to know? Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. You're gonna let it be the worst. Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Let's go! 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 Go!
You know, as much as I dislike the Democrats, and I'm sure as much as Rodney Davis disliked some of the Democrats, you know, he was very hesitant to be accusatory towards Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. I mean, yeah, I called him a short-timer and that. But, you know, they really didn't go into what they really thought, because Republicans generally are reluctant to do that. Democrats, not so much. That was Howard Dean villainizing all the Republicans. It's like, you know, it's like what I talked about with the individual who claims to be black about, you know, you can disagree with policy, but do you want to really castigate everybody in that category of being, being evil and saying things like, oh, the Republicans are trying to prevent everyone from voting and they should go back to Russia, go to the Ukraine? Well, you know, my people came from the Ukraine over 100 years ago to avoid people like Howard Dean, who were castigating Jews at the time, like the same way as he's castigating Republicans. And if you don't mind, Howard, I think I'll stay, and I think I'll utilize my First Amendment rights while I still have them to talk back at your tyranny. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dino from Annette.
Okay, you're not Tony, though, right?
No, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey,
what's up, man?
That Senghazi guy, what's his name, the VA secretary, I think they're going to let him hang around till right before the election.
That's Shinseki, right?
Yeah,
and you call him the Benghazi guy. You're trying to mix up the host here. That's not right.
Well, like I said, first-time caller. You know, I'm nervous.
You're a first-time caller?
No.
You liar.
Yeah.
I got you on record. The NSA told me that you call all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think they're going to hang on to him till right before the election.
Why do you think that would be?
So the Democrats can come out on their white horses and say, look what we did, look what we did.
Huh? So you're thinking they're going to keep this guy and he's going to fix the problem?
I don't know if he'll... No.
This is from a group of people that took more time in world than the whole World War II when we conquered Europe and Japan and all those countries to put up a website that still doesn't work?
I'm saying that they're going to hang on to him for political firing.
All right, now I can understand that if you would say that he would take the heat. What'd you say, Steve-O?
So they can fire him or
well, you can
use
speak
him
up.
As a scapegoat.
You don't have to whisper.
I didn't want
to
interrupt the caller.
No, okay. It's okay to interrupt me, though, right?
Yeah,
well, it is. It's okay.
Time.
But I think maybe you have a point that considering the fact that this guy is going to take all the heat and Obama can keep pointing fingers at him as long as he stays.
Right.
You know, once Sebelius left, being the straw dog here, Obama's now getting the heat, and the Democrats are getting the heat. But they could have all pointed their fingers at Sebelius as long as she stayed there, just like they can point their fingers at Shinshetsky.
Right. You know, right. Because they're going to hang on to him for political reasons.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, 80th time caller, first time caller. Think she's on a rush show? Anyways, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dolores.
Delirious. How are you, dear?
Pretty good.
Good. What's up?
Hey, wasn't it Howard Dean that said that he hated Republicans and everything they stood for?
Well, I thought he made that pretty clear during this little tirade of his.
Well, was that an old tirade? Because what he said was probably, that I heard, was like maybe 2 years old. Either him or some guy by the name of Clark.
I don't know, but it's pretty plain this guy's he's a moonbat. He's a moonbat.
Hey, I heard
yes.
that there's a million military, probably present and past, waiting to see a disability board.
Yeah, well, that's what they're investigating right now. They started with one hospital. They found 40 dead. Now they're into 44 hospitals, VA hospitals, and they're going to find thousands of them were killed. And this is death panels. This is what's awaiting us in Obamacare.
Yeah. I don't know. I just wonder what will happen. I mean, do you think everybody wants to get on disability because they don't see a job out there for them?
I think it's a scam most of the time. Yeah, I think it's a scam. Just way to get money
I
for
know
nothing.
People.
Thank you,
yeah.
Dolores. I hate to cut you short, but we're running out of time.
Minute and a half.
And by the way, my website, daveweinbaum.com, WEIN. BAUM, and I want to thank all the people who helped push my stuff out there. Karen Lewis, Catherine Stanislavski, my wonderful girlfriend Lisa Strauser, Candace Lanier, who, by the way, is better from what I gather. Finally heard from her. I can't even read. Jonathan Honig, Marge from Colorado, and Mindy. And did I forget anybody? Joan Flatt. Yes, how about that? What do we got? One minute. All right. What are you doing?
I'm saying don't take those. Just wrap it. We've got less than a minute.
What do you mean don't take that?
You want it?
Okay. No, I better not. You're right. I'm sorry, guys. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry because I had a great interview.
Yeah.
With Rodney Davis, congressman from Illinois. And hopefully he'll be on soon with, Jason Smith, I guess he was a little afraid to be on there with Rodney. I guess that's what it was, because Rodney might have shown him up. You know, we'll have to deal with Representative Smith. I thought he was, apparently he was on a plane or something like that, but I'm not buying it till I talk to him. But listen to me, it's May, the sun's out, the grass is green. Go play some golf, go have some fun. I'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to the Dave Weinbaum Show.